Good morning. You know, when we start thinking about all the davening of Rosh Hashanah, probably the most grand of themes that seems to pervade all the tefillos is an understanding that during this period in time, we're trying to reveal Malchus Hashem, both now, but especially in the days of Mashiach. In order to be able to be ready to coronate the king then, we have to desire to do so today. Maybe that's what the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Yud Tes means, when the Gemara tells us exactly how to go ahead and achieve that, how to desire Hashem, even now as we await Mashiach. The advice, says the Gemara, is as follows. Amar Reish Lakish declares, Kol Omer Ye Amen Yeheshme Rabba Bechol Kocho. When a person declares Amen Yeheshme Rabba with his whole soul, with his whole strength, Poskan lo shari gan Eden, we open the gates of Gan Eden for him or her. Shenamar pishush arim v'yavo goy tzadik shomer emunim. Al tomer shomer emunim el shomrim amen. The Gemara says, don't say shomer emunim, say the ones who say amen. It's a play on the words. And Rashi and Tosus both explain that the job of saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabba with all your energy, that means that you say it with all of your intent and with a loud voice. This is the tefillah, where we turn around and take the great name of Hashem and we utilize it as a means of declaring our intent. We make Him king at those moments in time. If we are waiting for that period in time, then we are, and standing on the side, waiting for someone else to make the noise, we are not participating in the coronation process. No, just the opposite. Our goal, and perhaps at least twice a day, with the Kaddish before Baruch Hu in the morning, the Kaddish before Shemona Esrei at night, maybe the Kaddish before the Shemona Esrei of Mincha, three times a day we can be prepared and primed to achieve that which we're trying to achieve. Practice now. Let's declare Hashem with all of our efforts, out loud and with intent, Yehi Shemei Rabba Mevorach, to declare the name of Hashem to be blessed, both now, Liolam, forevermore, Ulomei Omaya. If we take that as our effort for today and perhaps beyond, by the time we get to Rosh Hashanah, we will again be ready to coronate a deeper understanding of the King who is Melech HaKavod. Have a great day. Ksiveh b'chasima tovah.